guys, and welcome to Final Girls Horrorcast, the show where we discuss some of the horror, thriller, and sci-fi movies currently available on your favorite streaming sites. I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Today we're finishing up our Friday the 13th journey with parts 7 and 8. We'll also give you our final impressions of the franchise and rank the films that we've watched for you. I'm so glad to be done with this.
Me too. These movies were tough to get through, and I liked 7, but if for some reason, like, I just had a rough time.
I think it's just because we're watching it one after another, and these aren't, I don't know, maybe it's different for you, but these are typically the types of horror movies I watch on a regular basis. So I'm getting kind of, like, drained and bored and, like, looking for new and interesting films to watch. So I'm excited for next week when we start watching different ones.
Me too.
But we're almost done, and we are going to give you the best show we can possibly give you with how burnt out we are on these Friday the 13th movies.
It's true.
All of these films are currently streaming on Hulu and Amazon Prime, and there will be spoilers, so feel free to go back and watch the movies so you can keep the podcast spoiler-free or whatever. I said that wrong, but you know what I mean.
Happy New Year, everyone.
The sad thing is I had something written down and I decided to go off script, and then you saw what happened. Thank you, Carly. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
But before we get into all that, let's get started with a segment we like to call
Trailer Trash Talk.
Our first trailer today, and only trailer, is Alien Covenant, due for theatrical release on May 19th. Directed by the great Ridley Scott, starring Michael Fassbender, Catherine Waterston, and James Franco. We watched the Red Band trailer, so if you haven't seen that one yet, go for it. It's so good.
It's so good. I'm so excited for this. I'm super excited that Ridley Scott's doing it. Yes. I'm excited. It just looks great. I'm on board.
It really does look great. I was very excited also to find out Ridley Scott was doing this. And, I mean, were you a Prometheus fan?
No.
Me neither.
I wasn't.
Oh, I'm so glad you weren't. Okay. I know a lot of people that love that movie.
Like, okay. I didn't hate it, but I haven't watched it since I saw it in theaters.
It just wasn't what I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And there was some weird religion stuff that I didn't understand the point of it. Those are the things I remember from that movie. I watched it when it came out, so 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and then never again, so.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Maybe rewatching it I wouldn't mind because, I don't know. I think I was just expecting something so much different.
Yeah. I kind of was too, and it felt to me, because I went into it thinking, oh, this is going to be a prequel to Alien. And it just felt like that was kind of a footnote of the bulk of the story, I guess. But it was like still the same. I don't know. It just didn't. Something about it didn't flow with me. And I don't remember. Like, I remember not loving it. But yeah, I haven't been curious enough to see it again.
Yeah, you know, maybe we can rewatch this and then watch Covenant and then do an episode on it.
Oh, that would be fun.
I think that would be fun too. Maybe they'll put Prometheus up somewhere streaming so we can do that, do an episode. Let's get into Friday the 13th first before I get all crazy. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Let's talk about the trailer a little bit. I guess we could do that.
It looks great. Obviously, it looks like Michael Fassbender is going to be like the droid robot,
as he should be.
Yeah.
And we have some like looks like there's going to be some good gore happening. Mm-hmm. Some really good special effects, the tearing of the spine part. Ooh, get your blood pumping. The shower scene the thing. Yes,
that kind of reminded me of Species.
Arms in the air. Yes. I was all for that. It's like, let's get scary again.
Let's do this.
Stupid Prometheus.
Come on.
Pretend like it never happened.
Yeah.
It probably isn't a bad movie. I just was so upset that I couldn't get past it. Oh, well.
Yeah, I guess let's revisit it before we, the jury's still out on Prometheus. Neither of us were huge fans of it, but we are going to explore it in the future.
I think we should. I think we, that's how we should leave it.
Yeah.
So it's, all right. So let's do part 7, Friday the 13th. Part 7, New Blood. The New Blood.
The New Blood.
The New Blood. From 1988, directed by John Carl Bulchler. Bulchler. Known for his work in special effects. Not known for his direction.
His skills.
He also directed Troll and Ghoulies Go to College.
Oh, heck yeah. Are,
which are a lot of people's not so favorite movies. Written by Daryl Hanley and Manuel Fideo. So, I haven't done this. I feel like we haven't recorded in so long.
I know.
So out of practice.
It's only been a week, but it feels like forever.
I was on vacation, so I feel like...
We're getting back in the swing of things.
I'm so out of practice. so this movie has one of your favorite beginnings, because it goes back to all the previous movies and does a previously on Friday the 13th. How did you feel when they did that in this film?
To be honest, I was actually okay with it, more so than I was the other times. And I think it's because we had last week off, because we did different movies. So yeah. I think because it had been a couple weeks since I had watched a Friday the 13th movie, I didn't necessarily mind it. And I also liked that it was a montage. It wasn't like,
right.
It wasn't like we're trying to make the last part of the movie before the start of this one. It was more like, hey, this is kind of what happened. This is the story of Jason Voorhees, and now we're here.
I agree. I really didn't mind it this time. It definitely, because it agreed, it wasn't like a continuation of the previous story. It was like, look at all these sweet kills that happened. Like, it was a, like, kill montage. It just got me kind of, like, excited to watch the movie.
Yeah. And then the beginning was totally... had nothing to do with Jason.
Yeah.
Which was cool.
That's true. Agreed. It wasn't a bad beginning. Although, this whole Carrie versus Jason thing it's got going on. I found out later that it's because this was supposed to be the original Freddy versus Jason. This was supposed to be Freddy Krueger fighting Jason. But the studios couldn't work together in a way that was going to happen. So instead they had this young telekinetic chick to go head to head with Jason. I don't think it was bad. It was weird. It's definitely strange because there's no real, like, I don't know.
It was weird. So it's also kind of carries on to something weird that I feel like happened in the next one too. It was weird because it's like the same story-ish, but like I was never worried for the lead character because she has such an advantage over Jason because she can stand 20 feet away from him and fuck him up. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I did really dig Jason's, like, exposed spinal cord in this movie.
It's gnarly.
It was.
It's totally gnarly.
I liked it. But yeah, I was never worried for her. The weird, I don't know, there's like that weird side story with like the psychiatrist and the mother. I didn't really care for that. I don't know. I didn't mind this movie. I actually watched it, which is the other ones I kind of got bored watching.
Don't talk about Jason Takes Manhattan like that. There's no way you got bored watching that movie.
I have things to say about that movie, and I'm excited to talk about it.
I'm sure you do. We have so much to talk about. there was weird levels, though, with Tina, who was our psychokinetic being, our the heroine of this film, but also
it's weird. She's almost the instigator because a lot of things happened, obviously, because she set Jason free. But, like, I feel like they tried to explain how mentally unstable she was by, like, saying that, like, the doctor was basically messing with her and, like, trying to evoke her powers, I guess.
Right.
But a lot of it just seemed very, like, bipolar almost.
Yeah, I wasn't really I understood what they did. I just, there was so many levels that were happening, and really none of them evolved around Jason. They all evolved around Tina. So I don't know. We could have done probably without some of this information, but the whole beginning where they're showing the dad basically beating the mom, and then she kills her dad. It was strange, a strange choice. Especially since dad's kind of the hero at the end. I'm sorry to jump ahead to the end.
I was going
to
do the same thing, so.
I don't understand how am I supposed to feel about Tina? How am I supposed to feel about her dad? I know that I don't like her mom, and I know I don't like her doctor. So, who am I supposed to like exactly?
Yeah.
Because I don't think I like the people I'm supposed to. Although, I don't really dislike Tina, because I love how honest she is. She's probably one of the most honest characters in any of these movies. She says everything that she's thinking.
Yeah.
And, tells everyone everything. And I don't really understand why, but I guess she has nothing to hide. But, I don't know. It was weird.
It was weird. It was definitely very weird. The whole thing is just bizarre, because, obviously, she goes from at the very beginning with, you said, her dad beating her mom, and then her in the boat saying, I hate you, I hope you die, and then him dying, and all of a sudden, none of the beating matters. She just feels sad because she killed her dad, I guess, but, also she's like, I just miss him so much later on when they, get to the thing.
Yeah, I feel like it could have been, I don't know why he had to beat her.
Yeah.
Or beat anybody. I feel like it would have made more sense if, she came home late or something, or she got an F on her math test, so her dad was pissed and yelling at her, and then it could have had the same ending.
Yeah.
Without him being such a fucking monster.
Yeah.
But I guess that would also make her more of a monster. So, I don't know. I guess that was their way of making her less of a monster. But also, I don't know. I guess they did the right thing. Although, I don't like him popping up at the end.
I know. We can get into that later. And I was like, he's not even... It was funny because when I was watching it, I was like, he's not even a zombie. He's been in the bottom of a lake for 15 years. And he's just he died yesterday.
And let's also talk about lakes for a minute. Because I think the makers of these movies are confused about lakes.
I think so,
In both this movie and also 8, they don't know how lakes work.
No.
We can get into that. But, say someone you knew, personally, drowned in a lake, and we had to get them out, we would get them out.
Unless it's Lake Michigan. No.
You don't just leave them there.
Yeah.
You don't just...
They're like, rumor has it he's still at the bottom of the lake.
It's not a rumor. They've swam down there very easily. It seems like.
Well, it's like if Jason is just hanging down there and he can grab your legs while you're just treading water at the surface. This lake is not that deep.
No. Why is he at the bottom of the lake still? This is my problem. I don't understand.
Because they needed him to come back.
I know, but. It just doesn't make sense. There's a monster chasing everybody around, and he's at the bottom of the lake. Wouldn't they go to the bottom of the lake and get him? And also, he keeps being resurrected and all this crazy shit. They would definitely be cutting him open to, see what kind of shit he's got going on.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's been a while since he's been, buried. Because he's just been hanging at the bottom of the lake for however many years.
That's true, but he needed to be resurrected, so he was technically dead. Right?
I don't think he needed to be resurrected. I think he was just stuck down there. Because they never killed him in the last movie. He just hooked the chain around his neck. And then he was just at the bottom. And so he was literally just hanging out there.
No, Tina resurrected Jason.
No, Tina. With her brain. Tina, got him free from his chains. But, he was still alive. He wasn't ever dead. He wasn't dead.
Because he can breathe underwater.
Yeah, well, because he doesn't even have to breathe because he's basically a zombie.
Okay.
Even though he does breathe very heavily in this movie and the next movie.
Yeah. Well, we can talk about that in a minute because I love this version of Jason so much.
In 8 or in 7?
In I think 7 and 8, it's the same.
The same Jason. The same
dude.
Yeah.
It's the same dude. It's his name is Kane Hodder.
Yeah.
And he's my favorite of the Jasons, I think.
Mine too.
I love him. Great choice.
Phenomenal.
A plus choice for that. I guess if you direct Ghoulies Go to College, you're really good
at casting Jason.
Jasons. I think that's part of it. It's part of the talent that you have. Okay. Sorry, guys. We're going to really chug through this. We're going to try to talk about stuff that's interesting. It's just really hard.
It is.
When you're doing it all the time. And this just is not my wheelhouse. So I'm having trouble, like, getting through research because the thing I love about doing this podcast is that we get to, like, watch movies that are less appreciated, maybe lesser known, indie movies. A lot of movies that are streaming, they're not super well-known films.
Mm-hmm.
So that's part of the thing I like. I like doing research on directors maybe we don't know as much about.
Yeah, discovering new like movies that. To watch through that.
When we're doing movies like the Friday the 13th franchise that is so well-loved and appreciated and people know, there's like documentaries, there's books, there's like so much to know, so much to learn, and basically I'm doing a disservice because I don't know this series that well, and I'm sure our listeners know it better than I do, and there's no way I'm going to be able to do the research in a week that you guys have probably done over years of time.
Yeah.
So I feel like if anything, like us doing this series was a learning process for us to never do this again, because it's,
I mean, kind of like the way that this series always kind of has been to me, and for like us watching it throughout the month of December, is that December is a time where a lot of people maybe take off, or there's a lot of like vacations happening and family time, and you might not have necessarily the time and energy to put what you put in like normal episodes into such like a holiday filled month, I guess. So yeah. I kind of was just like, you know, these are fun movies. Pretty much every horror fan has seen them. And so we're just gonna, they're ridiculous, you know, so we're just gonna kind of have fun and talk to them. But it's definitely been kind of a grueling process. Like, I've definitely, especially as it went on, I've had to like make myself sit down and watch these movies sometimes two or three times because I'll just like not pay attention to what's going on.
Well, and also our listenership, I haven't told you this, Carly, but I'll just do it right on the podcast, has gone down quite a bit in the month of December. And I think it's because of these movies.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought it would have a different effect in that people have seen these movies. They won't have to watch things ahead of time. People might enjoy us talking about this. But really, I think that this just isn't our wheelhouse. And I don't want to do this again.
Well, we won't have to.
I'm really excited to be done with it. But I also feel the need to see it through because we do have some people that are listening and that apparently are enjoying listening to us stumble through these movies. So if you're still listening, thanks guys. Thanks for enjoying me making a fool out of myself for the month of December. I'm really glad we're done. But again, so we're going to get through these.
Yes.
Probably not in the way we should. Probably showing not nearly as much respect as we should for these movies, but we will get through them and then we will be back to normal next week. And I'm very excited about it.
I am too.
Okay.
With that said, let's go into number 8.
Okay. Wait, you're done with 7 completely?
I am. I don't have anything else to say about it. Do you? Goodness gracious.
Oh, fuck. Kind of no, but I feel like we should at least talk a little bit about it. I have some notes here. Let me see. Wait, what about... Okay, one of my favorite kills is in this movie, Carly. Can we at least talk about that?
Absolutely, we can. What is it?
You don't know? You don't know just from watching it. The sleeping bag smash.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what I thought about the entire time that was going to happen, though? Jason X.
It does happen in Jason X.
I know, and that's why I was like,
But this was before Jason X,
I know,
Carly.
I know it was. I know. But the Jason X one is just so much funnier.
Yeah. I guess that the guy playing Jason said that... it wasn't as easy as he thought it would be because the dummy in the sleeping bag was quite a bit heavier than he was anticipating. He was having difficulty with that. So maybe that's why it looks better in Jason X. They had time to perfect the art.
They were like, let's get lighter dummies.
Get a lighter dummy we can smash into. Because, well, I mean, okay. I've never been a strong person. Like, I'm relatively strong for my size. But in terms of being, like, a short woman, I don't have a lot of strength behind me. So, like, I don't know what it's like for, like, big dudes smashing things. Like, how light does... you don't want the dummy to be too light, because it's just going to fly up, and that's unrealistic.
Yeah.
Not that any of it's realistic, but you know what I mean. So, like, I wonder, like, how light he would have wanted it to be to, like, throw it. Because he's obviously a giant dude. He should have no problem lifting dummies to smash them against.
It's true. I almost wish that he would have smashed it twice. Doom, doom.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the one hit at least looked to me like it was kind of like torso area, but then she falls out of the sleeping bag and her skull's cracked.
Yeah.
Fake. No, I'm kidding.
Carly's like acting it out too, you guys can't see it, but it's really good. She's an amazing actress.
I'm into it.
You're so good at it. I also really fucking hate the Doctor. He's my least favorite character.
I hate him too.
He's the worst.
I was like, come on. And I hate the stupid rich girl.
Stupid rich girl's horrible.
With her pearls.
Her death should have been so much worse. I know. Although the choking with the pearls thing that Tina was doing was kind of my bag. Like, I was hoping that would keep going.
It was awesome.
It was really good.
I was happy that the cat was okay. The cat made it out.
I'm really thrilled that the cat made it out. There was some nice allusions to Jaws in this film. Did you enjoy that? Naked chick swimming and legs kicking.
I always do. They did that really, really well, too.
I thought they did a great job with those shots.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that quite a bit. I found that fun. All right, what other things did I like?
There were a lot of good kills in this one. I did really like it. The delusions were weird for me, though. I wasn't huge into the delusions, which I wasn't into the delusions in the next one either. Like, she would just imagine Jason killing someone in the kitchen.
Oh, like her hallucinations or her psychic ability coming through?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where I just kind of saw that as her being psychic, not necessarily delusions.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
But although technically none of that stuff happened the way she saw it happening, mm-hmm. like it still kind of happened still. I really liked her fighting Jason at the end. That was a lot of fun.
Me too.
It was like the stairs thing and the basement with the fire.
This is really the first one where like the woman is like definitely the heroine. Like... Yes. She is the one. She is taking Jason down.
Yes.
Which I liked.
Also, that burning scene mm-hmm. where the basement's on fire, mm-hmm. It's actually, they set a record for the longest uninterrupted on-screen controlled burn in Hollywood history.
That's awesome.
I don't know if they still hold that title.
Right.
But that's actually Kane Hodder truly being set on fire and... And that's, like, the full length of time he was on fire.
It's pretty awesome.
It's really awesome. Very cool.
Kane Hodder is dedicated.
I really do think that because the director has a history in special effects, like, if you look at his IMDb, like, it's a lot of special effects work. Mm-hmm. I think that really helped with a lot of these things, like, being, like, the shots being so good with the special effects and everything. I was pretty impressed with the special effects in this movie.
I think so, too, because everything looked really great, but nothing, at the same time, nothing was, like, gratuitous. And, like, it just looked, I don't know, like, everything that happened, all the kills that happened just kind of, like, made sense, I guess.
And it didn't look cheesy.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, this is 88. A lot of effects in 88 are still looking... mighty cheesy.
Yeah.
This looks good. The characters are fucking horrible, but it looks good. The special effects are good. The kills are fun. It's a fun movie. I thought this was one of the better ones.
I like this one.
That we've watched.
I agree.
Let me see. Anything else? Oh, where did Jason keep getting all these, all this like farming and like all this equipment? He had so much like tools. And was there like a tool shed he was getting all this stuff from? At one point he had, and my husband was watching this with me, and he knows a lot about tools. So he was explaining to me that this one tool he has at the end It's like a weed whacker.
Yeah.
Except you put a saw blade at the bottom of it. And apparently you're supposed to use it to get through like really thick brush and stuff that you can't, like a weed whacker's not going to get it. So like it's actually a saw blade at the end of a weed whacker. He said it's very dangerous to use.
That's so interesting because I remember that happening and being like, why does Jason have a weed whacker? Where's his machete?
Yeah, he doesn't really have a machete for a lot of this. And he uses a lot of random tools.
Which I appreciate. Which,
it makes it more fun. And Jason's not necessarily married to his machete. I'm sure it's his weapon of choice. But, you know, maybe he wants to switch it up a bit.
He uses what he can. He uses what he has.
I mean, if I have sitting in front of me a machete and also a weed whacker with a saw blade on it, I think I might go for the saw blade weed whacker.
I agree.
Because that's, although messy, sounds like a lot of fun.
100%.
I'm putting myself in Jason's shoes. I would never.
No, this is real life.
I would never do that to anybody in my real life. I also liked the head in the flower pot part at the end. She throws a flower pot in someone's head.
Oh, yeah. The guy, the poor birthday boy who gets rejected.
Yeah. The couple thing in this movie, like the way that people are coupled off and everything, it's bad in all of these movies. It's especially bad in this one. And these aren't teenagers, right? These are like...
I honestly have stopped even trying to gauge what age.
Are they adults or are?
They're not adults, obviously, because like one of them says something about it being his dad's house or stepdad's house or something like that.
No, it's his uncle's house, Carly.
Whoops. I watch these well.
It's his uncle's house, and I could see someone staying at their uncle's beach house. I do things like that.
I don't know. I don't think they're adults, but I don't think they're teenagers. I would say maybe, like, they graduated high school, and they're maybe in their first or second year of college.
All right.
Is that fair?
Because they fucking act like little kids.
Yes.
But maybe they're, like, 19.
Yeah.
Or something. All right. Fuck. They suck, though.
They do.
They're really shitty. Except for Tina's boyfriend.
Yeah, he's so nice the whole time.
Yeah, there's always, like, a nice guy.
And she has to save him, which I liked.
She does. I do enjoy that. I guess this might be one of the more... No, I was going to say it's one of the more feminist movies of the Friday the 13th franchise, but I don't think that's saying much. I don't need to be, like, trying to make these have a message they don't
they
actually
don't.
Have.
They don't.
There's nothing. All right. Let's call it quits on that one. Should we talk about the dad at the end? I think we need to. Let's talk about the dad
at the
end.
I don't even know what to say. I was expecting it.
I have something to
say.
But
I was like, fuck.
Were you expecting her dead father that there's no way he's still in the lake to begin with?
I wasn't expecting him to be so fresh, but...
He looked...
Yeah, I was expecting decaying, bloated, gross dad to pop out of the water.
He looked great.
I wasn't expecting fresh-faced, I died 2 minutes ago dad to save her.
It was weird. Whenever they have anyone popping out of the lake that isn't Jason, I don't like it. Even when they had Mrs. Voorhees do it in, what is it, 3?
I didn't like that either, but at least she was a zombie.
Yeah.
She wasn't, like, fresh face.
And it was also a hallucination, which kind of makes up for it, because this certainly isn't supposed to be a hallucination.
No, this is supposed to be real life.
So how? How is that? So she's telekinetic, and she can also reanimate corpses? Mm-hmm. They could have come up with something better. So it's not even her saving the day. It's her fucking dad doing
it. Her abusive father.
I take it back.
Her abusive father.
This is the opposite of a feminist movie. Her abusive father has to come back and save her. Fuck this movie. Moving on. Number 8.
Jason takes Manhattan.
He takes it. Eventually.
Yeah, kind of. He kind of takes
over
it.
Over an hour into the movie. But he eventually gets there and then he fucking takes it.
But he doesn't take it. Here, tell your stuff first, and then...
He fucking takes it.
Doesn't.
Like, an hour and 10 minutes into the movie,
he's there for, like, 20 minutes, and he's still only after the one people. He, like...
All right, let me introduce
Thank
it.
You.
Let me introduce it. You're welcome. Okay. let me drink some more beer.
Oh, I have champagne.
Stop trying to be fancy. I just said I have beer.
It's definitely from last night. But it has a strawberry in it. And it's in...
Is the strawberry from last night?
It's in an R2-D2 glass.
Oh, you have R2-D2 champagne glasses? Well, that's not champagne.
No, it's definitely like a little beer glass. But I put champagne in it because I don't have legit champagne glasses.
It works. It works and it's cute and I like it and I like you and I like your whole thing that you got going.
Thanks.
On
I like you too and your beer.
Okay. Oh, awesome. All right, here we go. Friday the 13th, part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan from 1989. Written and directed by Rob Hedden, who did some stuff for The Commish and a bunch of random made for TV movies. Couldn't find much on him. Although he has a laundry list of stuff that he's done. I just didn't know it.
So that's where the bunch of random TV stuff.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down in my rush to get something written. Okay. So I love this movie. This is my second time watching this movie this year. I did not regret it at all. Either time I watched it. There's so much good stuff going on.
It's pretty amazing.
It really is.
I wish that that's like how Manhattan was in real life.
I see. Here's the thing. I like want to fight every detail that they have about New York City in this. But then I'm also like, do I really remember New York City in 1989? Because no, I do not. So I don't know when it kind of switched over. So I can't really fight it too much. Although this seems a lot more like 1970s New York City, not 90s New York City.
I would think like 80s New York City because everything's really like neon and everybody's wearing vests and has mullets.
It's true.
the
vests and the mullets.
The entire time I was watching these two movies, I was like repeating in my head, you gotta talk about the hair. You gotta talk about the hair because the hair in these two movies is fucking amazing. So much hairspray had to have been used.
A lot of it. And the aerosol kind, the kind that kills the ozone layer. None of this, like, spray, like, pump spray.
Global
kind.
Warming is a this thing is because like... of these two movies.
Yeah.
Like, like science fact. Holy
science
cow.
Science fact
these,
done.
The hair in these movies is ridiculous.
It's really good. It's really good. It's all good. Everything about this movie is perfect. I don't think that we can even say anything's wrong with it.
Really. I can.
Let's just start from
I can.
Beginning. No. No, we can't. It's flawless.
We'll get there.
Let's start with how Jason's resurrected, because...
Oh, it's flawless? Again. Like, there's freaking...
Yeah.
...ocean liners in the lake that Jason...
It's perfect. Everything in this movie makes perfect sense. It's flawless. I'm standing by it.
Okay.
I will defend it to the nail. With everything I have. I will be wrong, but I will do it anyway. Let's explain how boats go from the lake to the ocean. Carly, you're on it.
Well, as everybody knows, lakes lead into the ocean or get their source of water from the ocean. No matter how inland they are, it doesn't matter. You can get to the ocean from any lake ever, anywhere.
Always. Always. That's why lakes have salt water.
Exactly.
Notoriously, lakes are saltwater lakes.
Absolutely. All of them. 100%.
I mean, basically, they're just big ocean puddles. Let's just call them what they are, ocean puddles.
So when it rains a lot, then you can take your boat to the ocean. See, all we needed was a little alcohol to get this party started.
I think maybe that's what we did. This whole time, what were we doing?
I don't know what we were thinking about.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So I enjoy... Oh, I will say one thing. I will say one thing about this movie film is it starts out in the last movie when they're cleaning up all the debris. They find his mask broken in two, but he's got it at the beginning of this movie.
The electricity from the thing with the thing... When it hits the thing, it bounces, got the mask, flew through the water. It fused itself back onto his face in such a way that it melted the plastic back together. So you just didn't
I
see that part.
I must have looked away.
You need to watch that part real slowly. That's what happened.
My mistake.
Don't worry about it. No plot holes. My mistake.
Here. Moving on. I like the opening.
It's great. It's perfect.
I like opening. When guy Nothing scares girl. And then girl
climbs. And an then
she's like, oh, I guess I'll make out with you some more. And then she's like, oh my God, real Jason. And then she climbs through the window. See ya. You fooled me. I'm out.
I'm so confused. If a man tells me the story of Jason, then leaves, gets dressed up as Jason, has a fucking knife that looks like a real knife and will actually pretend stab you, and pretend stabs me with it, I'm going to punch him in the face.
I was
going to
say, like, I would get violent.
I'm not banging you after that. Our relationship is over.
Take me back to land.
And also, you are very bruised and in a lot of pain. Like, that's how that goes down in my world. But in her world, that equals romance. Again, not a plot hole. This chick and I just have a difference of opinion. She's into dudes pretend stabbing her, and I'm all for it. You're into what you're into. I'm not here to judge you. So, she escapes through the pothole. It's not called porthole. Porthole.
The sliding window.
Let me have some more.
Because he misses. Then, he shoots and he misses. I was like, Jason, come on.
He never misses, but I guess he was just under the water.
His eyes hadn't corrected the vision yet.
All the salt water from the lake got in his eyes.
Exactly.
He couldn't see. He couldn't see properly. And so he follows her, and then he traps her in, like, this, I don't know where she is. She's, like, in, like, a little divot in the
like a compartment hiding. She was hiding.
She's just laying there screaming, please no, please no. But she's, like, kicking her legs. She's not going anywhere. She looks like Luigi trying to fly in Mario 2, you know.
Just his legs.
Yeah, like the legs. But she's just laying there. Like a turtle stuck on its back.
No!
No! It's funny if you can see me. I'm mimicking it real
good. It was expert.
But yeah, he killed her very slowly, and she very slowly said no, but didn't actually do anything to keep herself from
And then she killed, was ended. So.
Again, me and this chick, just a difference of ways of going about life, but... ultimately, she met her demise. It was very sad. We're moving on with our lives.
Next.
Right. Oh, when he harpoons the guy and the guts come out, those were supposed to be guts, right?
I didn't think so, because it was clearly just a tube, a bloody tube.
They look like lots of tubes.
Was it supposed to be his guts? Because I thought so, and I was
like... supposed to be his guts.
I was like, what's connected
Harley,
to them?
It's a flawless film. Those are very obviously supposed to be his guts.
Maddie.
Not rubber tubing covered in blood.
Guts. Legitimate intestines.
Yes.
Okay.
Perfect. 100%. That's what it was. See, I think you just really need to start paying attention.
I think you're right.
With these movies, and then you wouldn't miss these, like, really important details. I'm just, like, a little bit disappointed you didn't take the time.
to really pay attention.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. I'll do better.
I'll
do better next week.
Okay. So when our main girl's name is Rennie, she's the only name I really know other than Uncle Charles. So I'm just going to say Rennie, Uncle Charles, and then dude and girl. Because
I don't know anybody's name except for hers.
Okay. So Rennie gets a pen from her teacher, who's also her friend, but she lives with the uncle, but the teacher brought her to the thing. I
didn't understand any of their relationships.
I mean, it's a flawless movie, so let's figure it out.
I thought Uncle Dude was, like, the principal. I was confused as to why all these kids were, like, going to New York. Is he the principal?
I think Uncle Charles is the principal. Or something. He's in charge. And then the other lady is a teacher, I'm guessing.
I thought she was her legal guardian because she's, like, traveling with her. The lady gave her something. Like, I was very clear to me that she was her teacher, but also, like, they had a really, close, weird relationship that I didn't understand.
I think that they just have a close teacher-student relationship. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes teachers are close with their students. Not often, but sometimes. And I guess maybe because her uncle is like a principal or a teacher or something, that she might also know her otherwise.
That makes sense.
But, okay. So she takes her to the boat. Uncle, who is her legal guardian, doesn't know she's going on the boat because she had a issue with boats, which we later find out was him. That was her issue with boats. He really is the fucking worst. This
That's like
movie.
Another example of telling a terrible story before you do something really shitty.
He's the fucking worst. He's so the worst. But I don't remember where I was going with this. I just thought it was weird that she was bringing her and the uncle was there.
It was really strange.
I mean, it was flawless. That scene was perfect. The pen she gives her was supposed to be Stephen King's pen. But how old is Stephen King that he has this, like, Shakespearean, like...
Maybe he's just really authentic. Like, some people like to write on old typewriters. He likes to write with a calligraphy pen.
I just find it very strange.
This movie's flawless, Amy. It was his pen.
I was talking more about, I thought it was interesting.
This interesting fact that Stephen King writes with his pen.
Yeah, because this is obviously a fact. They didn't make this up. They must have asked Stephen King for his pen to use for the movie. I'm sure that's what happened. I didn't do any actual research to do this, but this movie is perfect. So I'm sure that's
true.
What happened. Pen.
It is a beautiful. Good job.
I mean, I hope they gave that back to Stephen King because I'm sure
they had to have. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been able to write his other novels.
Yeah. It is basically a quill. It's basically write novels with
That's like something that I would buy because I think it's really cool and I like old-timey stuff. And then I would use it like twice and never use it again because it's just too difficult.
And then it would sit in your drawer.
Yeah, or on my desk just gathering dust.
Yeah. All right. So Uncle Charles a dick and is a dick to everybody. And then we meet Rockstar Chick, who is by far my favorite character of any of these movies. Maybe any movie ever. I love her so much.
I like feel like I looked away for a minute and then I looked back and all of a sudden I was in an 80s music video and I was like, what?
You were in an 80s music video thanks to her. Because she's a fucking rock goddess.
She is a rock goddess. Maybe I could be here when I grow up.
Rock goddess of my life. Maybe.
Dream big.
You could. But you better fucking start practicing your guitar. Because this chick knows
she
how to
wails.
Rock. Do you practice with a boombox? Because she does. And she's
Oh, I want a boombox. I miss my boombox.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
you do. So, I was really sad when she died. Because she is my favorite. And she dies, like, first, which is a bummer. They really should have let her stick around somewhere. I feel like I should know her name.
You know why they probably didn't, though, is because if they would have kept her, then you would have wanted her to make it and not Rennie.
That's fair. Because these other bitches on this boat, oh my god, they're the fucking worst. So let's talk about this boat. This boat does not look especially big, but it has two bars, a shuffleboard, a dance club, a boxing ring, a sauna, a restaurant, lots of cocaine. This is like party boat of the century.
And then like the lower deck looks like Titanic.
It really does. This is like the biggest engine room ever. I just got back on a cruise. I don't think my cruise engine room is this big. So, okay, what's next? What else we got? Let me look through my notes of how flawless this movie is. There's a dog with a bandana. Adorable.
Then we see, she's having delusions. Do these classify as delusions? Because she keeps seeing little Jason everywhere?
They're hallucinations, yes.
I don't understand, like, I don't like that.
You don't like that she's having hallucinations? But
and then the dog sees it? It's very confusing to me. When I was watching it, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, the dog does also see the hallucinations.
They're so intuitive, those animals.
It's a rescue dog.
Has seen some shit.
He's seen some shit. He's also a therapy dog, hence the bandana. This was before they had the cool vest they give the dogs now. They gave him bandanas then. So he is her therapy/psychic rescue buddy. So he can see everything she sees. It makes perfect sense. You also missed the part where they explain
I did.
That.
Shit.
I think that's when you took your Probably. Bathroom break. So, yeah. Also, the sauna on the ship is fancy. I love how some parts of this boat look super, like, yeah. shitty. And then other parts are, like,
five-star.
Fancy. That dance club. And it's bumping all the time.
I know.
Time.
I didn't even know that there were that many people on the boat.
It doesn't matter if there's anyone in the room. It's bumping party time all day long.
They know how to throw a party.
And they have a crew of two
yeah,
people.
Yeah, the captain. Two people. The captain's son, the crazy guy.
The guy yeah. who's like Ralph.
I almost thought that he days. Was, and then I remembered that he died.
Yeah. He looks kind of like Ralph, though. He has all the same lines yeah. that Ralph had. He's yeah. basically Ralph. Ralph's son, perhaps, because he was younger
than Ralph.
His
name was probably Ralph.
Was it Son of Ralph?
yeah.
In the credits.
Yes.
It would make sense. Full circle. Full circle. Okay. So the hot rock on the chest in the sauna, that was a good one. The kills are pretty good in this. They're
I like
fun.
Them.
But an hour and 5 minutes of this movie is everyone on a
I boat. Was so bummed by that because I, for some reason, I feel like I made up what this movie was or maybe what I wanted this movie to be in my head because I know I've seen this movie when I was little, but I wanted it to be more in Manhattan. And I was so sad that he was only in Manhattan for like 25 minutes.
So I think that... The problem is that because they didn't have enough funding to shoot where they were supposed to be shooting, which were all these big, well-known places in New York City, instead they put more shots of the boat in. But really, they should have just done more shots of, like...
I would have been really happy if this entire movie took place on a subway. Like... And I would have been right. more happy if he slaughtered anybody else on the subway, except for just chasing those two people.
Yeah, there was definitely a part where I'm like, he would be killing other people yes. at this point. Like, he, yeah, there was some of that where I was confused. But he had it out.
He did, but like, I mean, those kids that he like kicked their boombox and they were like, you're dead. And then he just showed them his face, which I get, like, it's supposed to be like campy and funny. But I was like, he would have just taken his machete and just been like... And all their heads would have fallen off. I would have been like, I'm on board. Yeah.
That would have been rad. But they were listening to one of my favorite songs ever, Living in the City Ain't No Big Deal, which I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's only in this movie and it doesn't exist elsewhere.
But it's your favorite song.
But it's my favorite song because it goes like this. Living in the city ain't no big deal. Best song.
Ever. I love just like how shitty they make
and they're just hanging out in yeah. Square Park
Washington Square or Park.
In
Times Square
in
Times I was like Square. Washington Square
We're
Park
from New York.
Nope Times Square
I was thinking of Madison Square for some reason they were in Times Square did hooligans hang out in Times Square in the
Probably. 80s. It was a very dangerous place until Rudy Giuliani came in and made everybody leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kicked everyone out.
You homeless? Outskirts. Not on my watch. Get out of here. That was my Rudy Giuliani impression. Fun?
I think
not on my watch.
Oh, wait. I didn't see the finger wag. No, that was perfect. Finger wag made it. Just getting goofy now.
But yeah. I love just like how gross and grungy that they made the city look. Like that shot at the beginning where the rat climbs out of the water. I was just like, that poor little guy was just like dumped in a bucket of water probably. And like, he just looked so soaked.
Yeah. And the sewer part, oh, when they go in that sewer, nope. I'm like, no, there's another way, guys. You do not need to go.
Like, he's like,
there.
Yeah.
That is not where
every
you
night
be.
At midnight they let the toxic waste run through here. Oh, of course. We better get out of here.
The toxic waste is a toxic waste tsunami every night at midnight.
Better get your monsters down there.
Makes so much sense.
Oh,
toxic waste tsunami is a really great band.
It is.
I think we should start a band called Toxic Waste Tsunami.
We're copywriting it. Down for it. but when they get off the boat, and they're walking through the boatyard, and Uncle is just super unimpressed by everything. And then they get mugged, and they just, like, let them walk off with the girl.
Yeah.
And then, like, the one guy's like, let's go after her. And they're like, and then the uncle is like, what are you kidding? We shouldn't go after her. Then they'll kill her. Let's get the police. Or let's go somewhere else. I don't even think he says let's find the police.
No, they said to call the police. Although, they did have a gun. I don't know that you want to chase people with guns. But they also have her, and you're probably never going to see her again at that point. They also shot her up with green heroin, which apparently was a thing in the 80s. Again, this movie's practically a documentary, so I do believe them that heroin was green in the 80s. But
like, she was very functional.
She was so functional on this green heroin, and maybe it was just not like the heroin we make today that, like, totally fucks you up. Maybe it's just more like, you know, like you're stoned, like you smoke some weed. Maybe green heroin is like heroin.
Yeah.
That's why it's green. Crack the code. You're so smart. It out.
You're so flawless. Smart.
Moving on with our lives.
But seriously.
Because she
was so
fine.
Together.
She is
totally, she was so together.
She's got it down. She's a little bit wavy for a minute, and then she's the heroin wears
so
off
fast.
Very quickly.
She can even drive.
And then, well, that's debatable, because she kind of just hits a bunch of stuff.
But she is also already having flashbacks or illusions of whatever before she's on the green heroin. So who's to say if that was the drugs or if that was just her mental state? Not me.
Could be. It's true, Carla. You got me there. It's a good point. I also really like the boxing scene in the film. The second one. I mean, the first one's great, too. But the one where a boxing dude is boxing Jason for a very long time. This dude held his own. He lasted longer fighting Jason than Ronda Rousey did last night.
He really did, though. But
really
Jason... did a very great impression of Ronda Rousey, except for I think he's a little bit more upright. He stays more upright than she did.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Because he took those punches.
He definitely knocks his head off. He fucking punched him in the head, though, and then his head came off. So I think Jason won. Although, other dude got way more hits in, you know? He landed more punches. He might have won that one.
By the end, dude couldn't move anymore. He had nothing left.
It's true.
And that's why his head popped off.
But, you know, he did what he could. He did what he could. Ultimately, Jason won that fight.
Such a bummer, though, because he got away from him. And then Jason doesn't like to leave loose ends.
Yeah. It's a sad song. What are you going to do? All right.
So then we have her, Rennie, crashing into Jason and then crashing into... Illusion Jason, and then they run into a wall. Car bursts into flames. Everybody gets out except for the teacher, who maybe was unconscious. Who knows?
Yeah, where did
no
the
idea.
Teacher
they like
go?
Forgot her, and then when they turned around, the car was blowing up.
Because I rewound it twice. I couldn't find her. I'm sure they showed it, but I missed it every time I rewound it. It's a flawless.
She
movie,
just
Carly.
Got unconscious in the car, and so then it exploded because they forgot to take her out.
I don't know, Carly. It's a flawless movie, so I'm sure they explained
it. Probably right.
Missed it. So, yeah. But she doesn't, and I'm not sure what happened to her.
But then we get our nice little flashback of Uncle being the worst.
He's the fucking worst. He sucks. But yeah, so what, he tells her the
he's
story
like,
of Jason, and then throws her into the lake.
He's like, you need to learn how to swim because you didn't learn how to swim last year. And then he's like, you'll be like Jason who drowned in this lake. Rumor has it he's still down there and he'll drag you down if you don't know how to swim. And then she was like, I'll learn. He's like, well, let's see. And then he just pushes her in.
Yeah,
so fucked up. That's like being like, oh, there's a shark in this pool. Push.
I might have an uncle that might have done that to me or would have done something similar
to me. Do
you
hate him?
But... There would have been alcohol involved. I'm really sure of it. He wouldn't have been dressed like that sitting in a boat. That's
and then baby
sure.
Jason pulls her down. And then we learn that there's a connection between Rennie and Jason. Yeah.
Barely. I don't like how they keep doing that. It just, there doesn't have to be a connection.
He can just be crazy.
She could just be afraid of water, and we can just call it that. They always try to do that in these movies, and I don't understand the point of it, but whatever. The endings never make sense. The beginning never makes sense. And the middle rarely makes sense.
Because they want them to be cohesive in some shape, way, or form.
But no. And they never are. But that's okay.
So then we get to the fun part where asshole dude dies. And then they're in Manhattan. But like, kind of real. Like, we get the shot of Times Square. And them running through a diner. And there she's like, welcome to New York. Yeah. Oh, you got a crazy psycho killer after you? Welcome to New York.
Yeah, that's daily what happens basis. In New York. People chase you. Every day, people chase you and shoot you with heroin and rob you in the alleyways.
She had some sweet earrings, though.
She did.
And then my favorite part, the subway. Subway was my favorite part.
Okay, we'll talk about the subway then.
That's really it. That's all I had to say was that the subway was my favorite part.
You just wanted to mention the subway. You didn't want to.
Yeah, no, because I don't really. I mean, dude was brave to like push Jason onto the tracks. I'll say that bit.
Yeah.
But I will also say subway scene could have been made better by Jason just taking out his machete and killing everyone.
It's true. So would it have been kind of cool if they were able to get Predator 2 and Friday the 13th Part 8 to line up in such a way where the subway scenes coincide?
The answer is yes, always.
Because I am down to see that. Can someone please make a short
Thank
film
you.
When that happens? Thanks. Appreciate it. I'm not talented enough to figure that out, but I'm sure someone out there
is.
So please. Just do a mashup. I'm sure there's a way to do it. Just like take the scenes and put them in a way that makes sense. Someone do it. Please.
Yay.
Be your best friend. So now's the part of the podcast where we are supposed to rank 1 through 8.
Okay.
So are you prepared to do that, Miss Carly? Okay. Sorry for all of my sniffling.
Are we going to go backwards or forwards?
Maybe we should start with our least favorite, but I don't know. What's harder, starting with your least favorite?
I know what my most favorite is.
Well, let's start with our least favorite. My least favorite is 5.
My least favorite 6.
How is your least favorite 6?
Because maybe I don't remember it.
Okay. Let me go through this.
Second least favorite is 5.
Oh my God, Carly. Okay. The first one, I'm just going to go through these real quick for our listeners in case they haven't listened to all these or they care. Part 1, I will refer to part 1. Well, part 1 is Mrs. Voorhees is the killer. Part 2 is the one with the dog and no ending. Has no ending. They just, like, nothing happens. Part 3 is the one that's in 3D, and Jason gets his mask. Part 4 is the one with Corey Feldman. Part 5 is the one with no Jason. Jason doesn't exist. He's not real. Part 6 is the one with grown-up Tommy and the paintball and all that. And that's the one you're saying is your least favorite. I call bullshit. Part 7 is Carrie. Part 8 is Manhattan. You need to fix your list, Carly.
Okay, so part 5 is my least favorite.
As it should be. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Moving on with our lives.
I'm switching a few of these.
Okay.
Okay, so part 5 is my least favorite, then part... Okay.
Then what part is your second to least favorite?
4.
Okay.
I don't like the one with Corey Feldman. I know a lot of people do. Not my favorite.
Okay. My second to least favorite is 1.
Really?
Yeah, I really don't like it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Literally no one else would agree with me on that, and I totally understand it. I just can't get over how much I dislike it. Okay. My third least favorite is 2.
My third least favorite is 6.
What?
Yes.
You really didn't like that one?
Not my favorite. I don't like Tommy. I don't like Tommy. I don't like his whole story.
All right.
I can do without him.
Okay. My third least favorite is 2. I don't know if I said that or not. Okay, fourth least favorite.
1, 2, 3, 4 is 2.
Okay. My fourth least favorite is 7.
Okay.
Which is the Carrie one. Kind of middle ground for me. Okay. Then we have our fourth most favorite. Let's start saying it like that, I guess.
7.
Okay. I have 3 there.
Okay.
Okay. And your third most favorite?
8.
I also have 8 there.
Nice.
Great film. Perfect.
Yes.
Flawless film. Should be one, really, but... Okay, second most favorite.
For me, it's one. I really like one.
I know you do. Mine is four, which I think was pretty far down on your list. And then what's your first favorite?
Part three for this purposes, but the Friday the 13th remake is my number one.
Oh my God, Carly, you can't. That's not one of your choices.
But part three for this, so because I just love the terrible, awful cheesiness.
I mean, I love part three too, but I can't get over like how dull the kills are in that movie. I need more gore. That's why I couldn't have three further up. My most favorite I wrote is six. I'm doing a very Italian thing with my hand right now. I'm not sure why. I picked six because I was thinking about it, and that paintball part of that movie is probably one of my favorite things that I watched this whole month.
It is amazing.
It's so great. The characters in that movie are funny and like can't take them too seriously. Like, no one's actually that much of an asshole. It's just kind of like a bunch of dumb people running around getting killed. It's kind of just a really fun movie.
It is awesome.
Officially stating six is my favorite.
I like it.
I think your list is good too. It's very different than mine.
It is very different.
We should post them and let people yell at us for it.
Okay, but you need to include the Friday the 13th remake as my...
I will not do that.
1.1.
That is not one we're covering, and that's not going to happen.
So but it's the best one.
Well, you know what? When it's streaming somewhere, we'll do an episode on it, and then we can talk about it.
Come on, Netflix or Hulu.
God.
Or Amazon. What else
or
do we have?
Or just give us like a year. I need a break. I need a Friday the 13th a break.
That's fair.
All right. So what have you been doing other than having a... action-filled week?
Nothing. Working.
Working?
Have you watched
anything good? Your holidays were good?
I watched The Holiday last night. I was excited about it. That was New Year's.
Is that a romantic comedy?
Yeah, sure is.
Okay. With starring Jack Black? Is that the one?
With Jack Black. With Jack Black and Kate Winslet and Jude Law.
Okay.
And Cameron Diaz. I almost forgot her name. What else? I feel like I've seen some movie, but maybe not. I think I kind of kept it low-key this week.
Yeah. I watched, before my cruise, I saw La La Land, which I've been wanting to see.
So good.
And I loved it, but I will say no more because I don't want to give out spoilers. Not that any of our listeners will necessarily watch La La Land, but they should.
Guys, I've seen it twice and I loved it and I want to see it again, so you should see it again.
It's really well made. It's really great. If you hate musicals, you might not like it, though.
If you hate musicals, just try to get through the first hour, and then it kind of teeters off a little
bit. It does. Like, the first 30 minutes are kind of slow and feel very musical-esque, but then the story really kicks in, and you get really attached to everything that's happening. But Tony really liked it, and Tony's not a musical fan, so that's a good... I feel like that's a good measurement for enjoyment for others.
It's just really good. It's a really well-made film.
I agree. I also finished Westworld.
Nice. I still have to watch the last episode of that.
You really do. And then we can talk about it, maybe. Cool. Like at like the end after the music, so we don't give spoilers.
Yeah.
That type of thing. What else did I watch? I've been watching Insecure, which is a HBO show, which is really good. I recommend that. It's like funny, but also dramatic and awesome.
Really, I think I saw the chick that's the lead in that. She was on some show and she had like a snippet and it looked like a cute show.
Yeah, her name is Issa Rae and she's in, if anyone watches Orange is the New Black, she's on that. She's awesome.
I love that show.
Yeah, it's a really good show. And this Insecure is also a really good show. I recommend it. Also, what else am I watching? Ooh, today I watched Insidious 3 because it's now streaming on HBO Go.
Oh my God, I haven't seen that one yet.
I just saw that it was on this morning, so I don't think
I know what I'm doing after this.
I don't think it's been on there for very long. I will not tell you what I thought since you haven't seen it, and maybe we can discuss next week.
Cool. I watched a little bit more of the Gilmore Girls.
Oh yeah, how's that going?
Good. I don't understand why you like Jess so much.
Where are you in the series?
I think I'm at where Jess just leaves and goes to California to be with his dad, or to visit his dad.
Yeah, you wouldn't know why I like Jess yet. You haven't hit it yet. You'll hit it eventually. Give it another season or two.
God, Jess takes a long time to become likable.
Although, as a teenage girl, I liked him immediately because I saw him with my eyeballs and my hormones said yes.
Gotcha.
But now rewatching, I understand why adult women don't necessarily like Jess right away. But I have trouble seeing him as an adult woman because I just always remember him from my childhood. And
totally makes sense.
He was a childhood crush, so it's not going to go away, and it is what it is.
Gotcha. So
that's why I like Jess. He's hot, basically.
Cool.
And
okay.
He's a bad boy, and that's what teenage girls like.
I can dig it.
Also, he does magic, and who doesn't like magic?
I don't like magic.
Stop raising your hand, Carly. Stop
I don't like magic
hand.
Being used as
Put
a
hand down.
As a hit on tactic. It's happened to me before, and it's real weird.
Did someone seriously do close up magic for you?
Yes, and it's
or something.
Not on even on a date. It was just like I was with my friends at karaoke, and some guy just like came up to me, and I was just like, "Is this fucking real life? Is this happening to me right now? Please go away."
You are such a snob.
I'm not, but when I'm out with my friends doing karaoke, I don't want to get hit on.
By magicians? But they're magicians. Unless
you're Neil Patrick Harris, don't show up with a crazy magic trick in my face.
They know how to do sleight of hand, so that's kind of cool.
I feel like even if Ryan Gosling came up to me and did that, I'd be like, this is weird.
You are a snob and a half because Ryan Gosling can walk up to me anytime and do whatever he wants, and I am okay with it.
I think I would just start laughing and feel uncomfortable.
That might happen.
I'd be like, I don't know what just happened, but I met Ryan Gosling and he did magic.
Maybe it just felt like he did magic because he looked into your eyes.
That's probably what would legitimately happen. I'd be like, I can't handle this. I have to go.
Too much handsome. I feel bad for him. He's too much handsome. Like
he
I don't
is
know
too
how
much
he
handsome.
Handles all that.
And he's like so funny.
He's a
like
very
he's such
funny.
A funny guy.
Very funny.
Oh, it's amazing.
He seems like a lovely human being. He also saved a girl. Like saved a girl from getting hit by a car in New York City. I mean, he's basically the perfect person.
He also broke up a fight in New York City. He's a modern day hero.
Let's have a moment of silence for Ryan Gosling. Okay, the moment has passed.
It was
great.
It was a good moment.
It was a great moment. I really
God,
it.
When's he going to do a horror movie so we can talk about it?
Fuck, that would be amazing. Well, we also do sci-fi and thriller movies. We could do, like, Drive or something.
He has that movie that he did with Ewan McGregor. I haven't seen it in a really long time, but I think that was a thriller.
Really?
Well, yeah.
I think we should research it. We'll find something.
Well, don't worry, guys and gals.
I know you guys are really worried about it. Don't worry. We're going to find a movie with him in it that we can do.
That we can talk about.
Coming up ahead. Okay. Speaking of coming up ahead, on next week's episode, we are doing Shivers, directed by David Cronenberg. That's on Hulu and Amazon Prime. And Pontypool, which is streaming on Netflix. They're both kind of like zombie-ish. But not zombies.
But not zombies because Amy doesn't really like zombies. So.
Well, I'm a little bit over zombies. And if you're going to do zombies, you have to have something interesting happening. Although I know I'm supposed to watch The Train to Busan and I eventually will watch it. And I know it's amazing and everyone tells me that and I get it. But
I keep hearing really good movies about or really good things about it, but I haven't watched it yet.
I keep hearing really good things about it. And I feel like I can't have a favorites of 2016 without seeing it because everyone loves it so much. But at the same time, I really don't want to watch it. Like, I know that it's probably really good. I'm just so burnt out on zombies. Like, so burnt out.
Have you seen Autopsy of Jane Doe yet?
I'm watching that tonight. Tonight. Cool. After this, watching it. Very excited about it.
Cool.
Because
it's streaming now, right?
It's $6 to rent on Amazon HD. Maybe cheaper if you don't get the HD version, but why wouldn't you?
I'm a little bummed that it wasn't wide released.
Me too. Although I think there's a horror group in San Diego that's showing it at a theater on the 6th. So
they showed it a lot around here, but I feel really bad for people that don't live in super awesome places like us.
Well, that's why there's VOD, right? I just got a sound bar, and my audio on my TV now is amazing.
And but your cat doesn't like it?
She does not like it. The bass was all the way up, and I put Outkast on because I was like, I don't know why, but I immediately thought Outkast will allow me to listen to the bass and see how good the bass sounds. Just a last minute choice.
Your cat was not.
And she was having none of it. She was all cuddled up on me, super happy. And then the bass happened. She looked at me with the most intense fear in her eyes. Like, why is the room vibrating? And why aren't you more scared about it? And then she ran away. So she did not like that very much.
Poor lady.
I think she's over it now. I've been playing around with it quite a bit. But yeah, at first, not a fan of.
She's like, this isn't going away. I guess I'll have to deal with it.
Doesn't like it when the room vibrates. Not a fan. Okay, so those movies are up now for you to watch. I will send a watch ahead soon. By the time you listen to this, it'll already be up. Also, do you want free stickers? Our gift to all of you is that you get free stickers from us with our logos on them. We'll give you a Let's Make a Monster sticker and also a regular logo sticker. All you have to do, it's very easy, you rate or review us on iTunes, or alternatively, if you do not have iTunes, don't give a shit about iTunes, don't go on iTunes, share the podcast with a friend. Retweet us when we have new episodes. Do things like that. Then send us an email to finalgirlshorrorcast@gmail.com and we'll mail you stickers for free. I will handwrite you a thank you note with stickers from me to you for your using as you choose.
Sounds like a pretty great deal to me.
It's a great fucking deal. You know why? Because it's free.
Because it's free, and free is always great.
And people say things in life aren't free. This is fucking free, man. It's fucking free. So do it. And I send them to you. I got my forever stamps ready. I'm stoked to do it.
Woo! I'm excited about it. They're really cool.
They're great stickers, and I haven't even sent any to Carly yet, but she'll get to experience them soon for herself.
Yay!
Also, a big thanks to Troy from Cave Bastard for our song Sequencing the Drone and Jason Link for our amazing logo. Please visit finalgirlshorrorcast.com for additional contact information. I have actually gotten our website up kind of in a way that at least has information available to you should you need it. That's about all it has on it, but, it has that.
We're getting there. It's a new year, guys.
I'm not a web person.
Me
and I
either.
Don't want to pay someone to do it, so it's just going to look how it looks, I guess. You know?
I'm the same way. I have hard enough time being active on, like, Twitter and Instagram. I can't, like...
Yeah. I mean, as long as the information up there is semi-accurate, I mean, that's what it's going to be for a while.
Yeah, and all of our podcasts are listed there, and...
Yeah, you can listen to our podcast right on our website. You don't even have to go anywhere if you don't want.
Yeah.
If you just want to stream them while you're doing stuff, you can do that.
There they are.
That's it for this week. Thank you all for sticking out this Friday the 13th marathon with us. We are very happy it's over.
Yeah.
I'm glad I finally have seen all of these movies in sequence. It's great. It's an accomplishment for me. I will never be doing it again.
Me either.
Until next week, I'm Amy.
And I'm Carly.
Bye.
Bye.